This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haider, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
Welcome back. We are following breaking news. A verdict in the landmark case addressing the power and influence of social media.
This morning, a massive verdict against tech giant Meta.
Last month in the United States, in two separate courtrooms, in two different states, and in the span of just 2 days, the world's most powerful social media company, Meta, was sent a message. First, in New Mexico.
Meta Platforms violated state law in a lawsuit that was brought by the state's attorney general, who accuses it of misleading users about the safety of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
The jury ultimately sided with the state, awarding New Mexico $375 million.
The lawsuit accusing the company of enabling child sexual exploitation on the platforms.
Then, in California.
A Los Angeles jury today finding Meta and YouTube negligent in the design or operation of their platforms and saying the companies failed to warn users of the dangers of their services.
The cases, which found Meta liable for products that inflict harm on young people, were the first of thousands to go to court.
The first case of its kind that could have major ramifications elsewhere.
The penalty pales in comparison to the billions of dollars in profits, but the impact could be far-reaching, opening the door to hundreds more lawsuits.
And after being ordered to pay millions in damages, some believe this could be big tech's big tobacco moment.
A complete validation of what we've been screaming on the top of roofs about for years. And for parents, we now know that they were manipulating our children for profits while we were watching and trying to keep our families safe.
Big Tech, your gig is over.
They will stop at nothing to keep these kids' eyes on the screen.
Stop blaming the parents. It's on you.
Meta and Google say they will appeal the rulings, but could this be the beginning of a reckoning for the addictive platforms?
Over the last decade, these tech companies have really seemed too big to fail. They're so enmeshed in our lives, and those cases against big tobacco in the 90s were about cigarettes companies very concertedly going after young people to hook them and addict them. And that's the exact same premise as these social media companies.
Today, technology reporter for Guardian US, Dara Kerr, on the landmark verdicts against big tech. It's Monday, the 13th of April.